Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And happy Throwback Thursday.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
I literally knew you were going to do that. I knew, I looked at you and I knew that you were going to do that.
Because they didn't give the Jews any other Hanukkah songs besides this song about a dreidel. We got nothing else.
All right, there's that Adam Sandler song
and
that's it.
It's not a Hanukkah song. That's making fun of people that are Jewish.
It's actually, you're right. You're exactly right.
So we have nothing. So my options were limited.
I'm sorry. I can play a minor chord on the piano. We can make one up right now. You know, just be
he's like, we have a piano to...
Light the lights, light the lights, light the lights, the menorah. Okay, there we go. That's my Jewish song. I felt like Michael Levine just now, like jumping to the piano and singing a song for
you
everybody.
Literally just made a fortune, Kevin. Congratulations.
You're welcome, everyone.
So actually, this week is Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah.
Yes,
to
it's like
our,
the second night of the lights.
Our friends who celebrate, and what better way of celebrating Hanukkah than giving you some favorite things.
Huzzah! Sorry, that must have been loud in your ears, everybody.
People literally are listening on the road, just pulled over to cry. Kevin, who wants to go first?
Okay, let's jump right in. We're not wasting any time today.
I have to go home and
friends.
Light the menorah and eat the latkes.
Aw, you know I love latkes. I love potato pancakes.
Do you do it with applesauce or sour cream?
That's a very interesting thing. I would like both options. I'm a condiment whore.
I literally just give you a thumbs up.
No, really, I love condiments. I like each bite to be a little different.
Ooh.
I might like some hot sauce on that as well. Okay.
Oh, no, we won't. No.
Did I lose you?
That you lost me on that one. But get me back with your favorite thing.
Okay, here we go. My favorite thing is a holiday-themed favorite thing. Thank you very much. Here we go. You're going to guess it right away because this is a television special.
Okay.
Not like a variety show of kind, but it's an actual like movie. Mm-hmm. And one of our guests was in it.
One of our guests was in it?
Yep.
It's a holiday show?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm so bad at this. It's a
no,
holiday
you're not.
Show.
I can give it away a little bit more. However, you hear his voice, but you only get to see maybe a sort of likeness of him. What is it, Rob?
Is this The Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Oh, I was thinking Ken Page.
I know you were.
I give up.
But in the right vein, if Ken Page were born 40 years ago and 40 years earlier and white, then maybe.
Oh, is this Georgia Surfing and he's
yes!
the Heat Miser?
Yes, he's the Heat Miser in A Year Without Santa Claus.
A Year Without Santa Claus.
Amen.
What a choice. What
1974
a choice.
Stop motion animated TV special on ABC.
Stop motion. They don't talk
I really
like
wish that.
That
no.
Sorry.
I'm like literally just
Sorry.
Did the robot.
Sorry. It's not pretty.
But I did actually enjoy that very
Kevin,
much. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm so fat. My button, my
Stop
bottom
it.
Button literally
like when
just
you talk
popped
to yourself
out.
Like that. I really
my,
don't.
But my
I really
literally
don't.
My bottom button just popped out of my shirt.
Did it really?
Doing the robot. So yeah. Go ahead. Tell me about a year without Santa Claus.
So the
a year
why
without seeing my feet. Go ahead.
I like it because there is Broadway connections to this special. Everyone, I okay. know you've probably seen it. It's probably on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock. Probably. Actually, it's already been broadcast. But it's that yearly famous, you know, holiday special that really has no Christmas story other than the fact that Santa is in it, except he's not really in it. Mrs. Claus is in it longer than he is in it. The story basically goes like this. Santa has a cold, consults a doctor, and decides to take Christmas off. So he leaves his two elves, Jingle and Jangle, to see if anyone still cares about Christmas, and they shoot down to Earth, and they run into a heat miser and a snow miser and this one town, and Vixen's involved. He's the youngest reindeer, and he gets locked up, and it's a pretty funky story. But then Santa shows up at the end to fix things up and discovers that people actually really do still love the spirit of Christmas.
It's beautiful.
It is a very lovely story. It's beautifully done, actually. I love the stop animation. This is an era when we see a lot of these kind of
like
stop
clay.
Animation.
It's like, is it clay?
Yeah, it's a combination of animation and stop animation. And this studio, I grew up watching The Hobbit, this cartoon Hobbit.
Oh, I remember
same exact
that.
Studio. So you
it's
can
creepy.
Yeah, it is. And a great music, same music team. But this guy named Mousy Laws and Jules Bass did the music and lyrics. And I like it because George S. Irving is the heat miser. He was one of our first interviews that we had before he passed away. Mickey Rooney plays Santa. And the great Broadway's Shirley Booth is Mrs. Claus. And this is her last acting credit.
Santa!
Like, yeah, you're right. It's much higher.
That's much better than mine.
You know her voice, everybody, but she, if you're a fan of the musicals, like, yes, come back. Juno, of course, everybody knows her from Juno.
Yeah.
Nobody does. And of course, my favorite score on the Broadway, one of my favorites, Tree Girls in Brooklyn.
Oh, you love
it. I love it. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Tree Girls in
Brooklyn. Refinement.
That's her.
That is. Didn't you think you were in the room with her just now?
No, I thought you conjured the spirit of Shirley Booth. Because, you know, there's one person you want to bring back from the dead. It's Shirley Booth.
Oh, indeed.
Who needs Einstein?
Give me Shirley any day. It's a fun little piece. We watch it perennially. It's a required viewing every holiday. And I think that it's fun to know that a lot of these people's voices that you're hearing are Broadway folk. And there's musical numbers that are really, really fun. They're silly. But George S. Irving's is not to be missed. The Heat Miser song is fantastic. I think we did talk to him about it.
We did. Yes, we did talk to him.
I don't remember
what
he said.
No, he said he was honored that his voice is still listened to.
Oh,
all
and
these
that we
years
told
later.
Him that people like still know him and talk about him. Yeah. He was so surprised by that, and I really appreciated that and loved it. But if you get a chance, you guys go out and watch A Year Without Santa Claus. It's just a fun little TV special, and it's like, you know, what you do every year, and you get to watch it and have nostalgia and you know, enjoy yourself.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'll go home and watch that tonight.
Okay.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
After I listen to my favorite thing.
All right, what's your favorite thing, Roberto?
Okay, so it's a musical.
Ooh.
And it's not Christmas related. I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
But once you listen to it and you get introduced to this amazing score, you will think to yourself, it is a Christmas present from us here at Behind the Curtain.
I see how you tied that together.
Broadway's
good, Rob.
Living Legends. So this is a musical. We have actually had the composer of the musical on as one of our guests. We have had the star of the show on as one of our guests, but we have never talked about this show. And I actually had to go through our list because I'm like, at some point, we've obviously must have talked about it, and we never have.
This is like, I feel like this is a riddle right now because I'm trying to catalog in my head the composers cross-referencing with the
1970. Like, it's a bio musical. It's a bio musical from 1970.
Okay.
There's really one song from it that everyone sings at auditions if you're a young tenor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Here he goes.
Minnie's Boys?
It is Minnie's Boys.
Yes. Did you hear that, everybody? Who got it before me? Did someone get it before me out there listening? Because if
somebody's
you did,
yelling yes, I'm, we don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm like, Charles Strauss? Is it Charles? Then I was like, Michael Rupert? Is
no,
it male?
No, okay. No. Mama,
wow.
A rainbow, mama, a sun.
It's a great song. Yeah. Larry Grossman wrote a great song. That's
This is why I want you guys to listen to it, because I think the score is much better than the criticism that it got when it first came out. So just a little history on this. Minnie's Boys is from 1970 and is a musical about the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, and Gummo, who didn't really do a lot of Marx Brothers movies.
I don't really know anything about the Marx Brothers, Rob.
Okay, so Here's the story. I find this so fascinating. So the Marx Brothers has a lot of parallels to Gypsy, which was there was a woman named Minnie Marx. She had these very talented young sons, and she pushed them into show business.
Oh, wow. True stage mother.
True stage mother. Yeah. So what Minnie's Boys is about everything before they created the act known as the Marx Brothers. So mom's pushing them into show business because mom in some way wants to be famous herself. Does it sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I had a dream.
A wonderful dream, baby.
Mama.
Mama or mama, whatever you want it to be. You can paraphrase Stephen Sondheim's lyrics. He's cool with that. He down. He's down with the paraphrasing. So anyway, what's really cool. What's cool is the Marx Brothers were really popular in the 1930s, and then they sort of just faded out of view.
Oh.
And then, this is really cool, in the late 60s when the counterculture movement arose, the movies came back to prominence again because everyone's like, oh my God, they're like the representation of the counterculture movement.
I did not know that.
So Arthur Marx, who was Groucho's son, approached Robert Fisher and Larry Grossman and Hal Hackety and said, is this a musical that you would be interested in writing? We're going to write a musical about the Marx Brothers because the time to strike is now. The iron is ready to strike. So Groucho Marx had to give approval, though. Groucho Marx was the one that had to, like, give approval. So Larry Grossman went over to his house and was like, so, you know, we want to do this musical about your life story, blah, blah, blah. Is that something you're interested in? And Groucho was like, well, if you're going to make it about my mom, who's going to be my mom? And they said, well, Toadie Fields. Now, you might not know Toadie Fields.
And don't.
Toadie Fields was this...
what a name.
She was this big, funny comedian who apparently had this amazing singing voice. And they said, we're going to have Toadie Fields. And here's the story. It's not PC. Groucho Marx said she's too ugly. They said...
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Someone else said she said that she wasn't Jewish. She was too Jewish looking for
me. Oh, jeez.
So it's kind of sensitive territory.
Either way, it's a little...
So Groucho Marx apparently got up, went out to the family shelf, pulled out a photo, and handed it to them, goes, who does my mother look like? A legitimate question, not rhetorical.
Right.
And they were like, well, she kind of looks like Shelley Winters. And he goes, fine, I want Shelley Winters. And then Groucho Marx said he would not do the musical unless Shelley Winters said yes. Now, here's the issue. Shelley Winters doesn't really sing.
And yes.
I don't mean like Lauren Bacall, where it was like, oh, actually, she's not a singer, but she can like stay on rhythm.
One of the boys. Yeah, you're
Shelley
right.
Shelley Winters doesn't know what pitch is. She really can't match it. Rhythm is also going to be an
the
issue
Rex Harrison
for her.
Of...
Yeah, but not even right. Really Rex Harrison. Because at least Rex Harrison was interesting.
You're
and
right.
Apparently she was a pain in the ass to work with. Oh. So then they start to look for a possible other book writers. They look at Neil Simon. Neil Simon says no. They look at a comedian named David Steinberg. He says no. So they settle off again with Robert Fisher and Arthur Marx writing the book. The show is an absolute disaster out of town, mostly because of Shelley Winters, but this score is amazing.
Yeah?
The score, I think, is really, really fun because guess who did the orchestrations?
Jonathan Tunick.
No. Think brassier. Yeah, you're going to say it.
No, I was going to...
You're going to say... Ralph Burns?
Yes.
Ralph Burns?
Yes.
Great Ralph
really?
Burns. Yep.
I didn't
Great
realize
Ralph
that.
Ralph Burns orchestration. So anyway, when you listen to Minnie's Boys, you're going to have to try to get across or get through the idea of the fact that it's, you know...
Do they get Shelley some good Winters. Takes of Shelley singing?
A couple of her just yelling and screaming about things. But a couple of songs to listen to. There's a great IM song for Mama called Five Growing Boys, where she's talking about what it's like raising the kids. We've talked about Mama a Rainbow. Now, this is ironic. Mama a Rainbow is the most beautiful song in the show.
Yeah.
Sung by Harpo Marx, who in the films never spoke at all. So there's a little
irony
there. Fascinating. There's Be Happy, Mama's, you know, philosophy on life. And then, of course, Where Was I When They Passed Out the Luck, which
right.
is a great, you know,
yes.
song for a woman of a certain age. So unfortunately, the show came out. Groucho Marx was listed as an advisor. He did nothing. He did nothing. But he would stand in the lobby and sign autographs and take photos with people.
Wow.
So he didn't really have a lot of stuff to input on it. He brought the show on to the DeKavitz show so that way they would hopefully sell some tickets. Nothing really happened. Unfortunately, the reviews were really bad. Clive Barnes of the New York Times, oh my God, he instead of calling Larry Grossman and Hal Hackety by their names, he called them Gross and Hack. Because he said that was
Eek.
Pretty much the best way of representing
Eek.
Their score was Gross and
Eek.
Hack. RCA was going to do the album and got so distracted discouraged by the reviews, they dumped it and it got picked up by an alternative label called Project 3. Even RCA was like,
I've never even heard of that.
I know. That's the problem.
That's not even like Blue Pear. That's it's like, oh, wow.
So unfortunately, this is really a musical, I think, in which you might have seen it done in a more interesting way with Gypsy, and you might have had a, if there was a more powerful actress in the lead role that actually could sing, it might have been a different story. Unfortunately, right. It wasn't. So even though I don't think Minnie's Boys is up for a revival anytime soon, nor do I think it's something that even Encore should be touching, because there's really, you know, not a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
I do think it's worth another listen.
Good score.
Push through the Shelley Winters aspects of it. At least she's colorful acting-wise.
Well, yeah.
Ignore the fact that she's offbeat and doesn't match pitch.
Yeah.
But Minnie's Boys is my selection.
And if you want a little back history, you could listen to our conversation with Larry Grossman and Lewis Statlin, who was in it.
Yeah, because Larry talks a lot about pre-production.
That's right.
Lewis, who played... Yeah. Now, Lewis, just so you're aware, this role made him, and everyone
right,
said it was
big,
one of the greatest performances you ever saw.
Wow.
So anyway, Lewis...
Hey, we'll give some context to the score as well. Yeah.
So they'll give you a little history on what's going on. So I think if Minnie's Boys was to come back, you need an actress who is of the Toadie Field, Shelley Winters mold, but can sing.
Right.
Mary Testa.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
I think maybe Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that would be interesting. So anyway, mine for the Hanukkah...
Nice.
Is Minnie's Boys.
Excellent.
And yours is?
A Year Without Santa Claus.
All right, so take a listen. Let us know what you think, and hopefully we got all of our facts straight. And go watch a Marx Brothers movie.
Yeah, I think I will. I've
and
never
listen
have.
To Minnie's Boys. Or then call me, and you can hear me sing Mama Rainbow.
In the style of Robert Goulet.
No, I don't do it like Robert Goulet.
Oh, no?
I'm actually going to try to sing it straight and legit.
Okay. Oh, really?
2018 is really going to be about changes.
Oh,
and being
wow,
a more
Rob.
Pure self.
Oh, geez. I'm touched.
Yeah, I'm probably going to sing it like Hervé Village. Mama, a rainbow.
That's
Mama,
really,
a sunrise.
That's really good.
That's not good enough. No, not good enough. Not for Mama. Actually, that sounds better than Shelley Winters. Which is
actually, that was your Shelley Winters.
That was my Shelley Winters. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.